Carrie Crowley joins us, but before Carrie came on, I got a call from my good friend Peter, who was up in Fairfield, Vallejo, with Orlando Cepeda. And they put Orlando on the phone. I talked to Orlando Cepeda. Kerry, you heard it.
Fantastic, Marty. He said he was in good spirits. You tested him on baseball knowledge.
Yeah.
You threw a few names at him, just fantastic.
I gave him Whammy Douglas, Cliff Cook, and Kuno Berrigan, and he was, it's like he didn't miss a beat with me.
That is so,
so
good to hear.
Talk to Orlando Cepeda, what a thrill for me today. And the Panama hat is working.
Yes.
That we take the picture every day, and only love for Orlando. And, boy, that was a thrill. That was a thrill today. To talk to him.
Well, you're a very good friend to Orlando, and you've been talking to everyone down here with all the well wishes, and that means a lot to him, and you can tell. For him to give you a call and tell you he's feeling great, that is a special moment.
Boy, that was a big moment for me, and I'm glad I could do it on the air here and then be able to tell everybody about it. Orlando Cepeda, thank God. All right, Kerry Crowley joins us, Bay Area Newspaper Group, and you've got me off Internet Explorer now to Chrome. Is that a big deal? I don't know. Where did Chrome come from?
Well, I'm Marty's tech guy, so this morning he comes to me with an issue with his computer, and Internet Explorer isn't working for him. And so I said, why aren't you on Chrome? And everyone knows you got to be in Google Chrome these days. And Marty is a tech aficionado. You know, this guy is up on all the different social mediums. And so I was shocked that you weren't using the latest version of Google Chrome.
All right. I'm on Chrome. I'm on Chrome. And Carmen is here this weekend. Carmen Q is here. And Carmen's going to straighten everything out for me tomorrow with Instagram and everything else.
VimChat, any other
VimChat,
ways we can follow you?
Yeah, like Instagram, VimChat, Twitter, Facebook, at Baseball Marty,
yeah.
Whatever. Hey, another day, and you're doing a great job down here, and I know you haven't had a day off for a while. You're going to get one tomorrow, and then there's a team is off on Tuesday. But can you sort of see it coming together? What do you see down here?
Well, I think that the most encouraging thing for the Giants so far is the way that Chris Stratton and Ty Block have looked at the back end of that rotation. Their first two spring outings. I mean, Marty, when we came down here, the rotation was a big question mark. You thought they might go after one more arm. They ended up signing Tony Watson to fortify the bullpen, but Stratton has looked strong. The curveball's good. The fastball's good. And Ty Block has faced the Milwaukee Brewers twice, and he's missing more bats this spring, which is always a good sign for a pitcher who had a high contact rate.
Yeah, he has done well. What do you expect from Cueto today? What do you think?
You never know with Johnny Cueto, and that's why this is such an important start for Johnny. You can't put too much stock in spring outings, but Johnny Cueto has not pitched yet. He's just thrown two bullpens. He's the only guy in the starting rotation who's been held back, so I'm not really sure what to expect. I did watch his live batting practice the other day against Andrew McCutchen, Austin Jackson, and Andres Blanco, and Cueto looked fantastic.
Really?
He was really good. He was sharp, mixing speeds with his delivery, mixing speeds with his pitches, and he got Andrew McCutchen on either a slider or a curveball a few times, and McCutchen stepped back out of the batter's box, nodded at Cueto as if to say, yeah, that was good.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a good report. Kerry Crowley, of course, you can follow him in the Bay Area Newspaper Group, and of course, San Jose Mercury News and everything like that. Today we get to see Longoria in the infield. I'm anxious to see him, and if Greg Elliott, the groundskeeper, is listening, start growing the grass, pal. And I mean the green grass. Or, you know, because with Longoria and Crawford and Panic and Belt, if you get a sinker ball pitcher and get the ball on the ground, it's not going through. I'm anxious to see him play third today.
Yeah, I've watched Longoria take infield for a few weeks now, and he looks so sharp over at third base. You know, Marty, he was a shortstop in high school and was all set to play shortstop in college, but when he signed with Long Beach State, the shortstop there was Troy Tulowitzki. And he said, okay, I'll battle him out. Tulowitzki was an All-American. And at the end of the fall, he lost the competition. He moved to third base, and now he's a three-time Gold Glove third baseman and just a defensive asset for this Giants infield. So it'll be interesting to see how he pairs with Crawford on the left side and if that is really as good as advertised, both those guys with three Gold Gloves.
When do you think we'll see Crawford and Pence and Posey? And you heard me talking to Bruce a little bit. You were sitting in here listening. You know, I realize it's only March the 3rd, and there's 26 days till opening day. But as Posey said, and John Shea had that story about, you know, you do want to get in game shape. Is there sort of a point of no return where you say, I want to see him at that point?
Well, Bruce has said that after the off day on Tuesday, March 6th, he's going to start testing these starters. And I think that one of the reasons that they'll do that is because they've got a lot of night games coming up, and players like these spring night games. I know not a lot of fans are accustomed to spring training night games, but it gets you in the mood for the regular season. You're able to test what the ball is like in the air under the lights for the first time in 5 or 6 months. And I think that'll be important for these guys, especially with Pence moving to the corner, McCutcheon moving to the corner. How's Austin Jackson going to look in center field? Bruce Bochy is right to slow play these guys, but we're also right to be skeptical of how they're going to look once they're out there, because as we all know, this is an older team, and will they be able to adjust, move positions, still play the ball the same way that they've always done? And defensively, there's a lot of questions, so it'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to see over the next 2 weeks, the outfield, to see what happens there. Can Derek Holland get on this team, and if so, where does he make it?
I don't see him making it as a starting pitcher, but Bochy loved the command that he showed in that first outing, and because Will Smith won't be back until May 1st, I think there's a spot for Derek Holland. If Ty Block wins that fifth starter job, or maybe even pitches in the fourth slot in the rotation, I think there's a spot for Derek Holland as the long reliever, as the left-hander out of the bullpen until Will Smith comes back, and of course, those two guys will have different roles, but the Giants might need a guy like that. They like his veteran experience. He's a good clubhouse guy. You see the way he interacts with everyone. He's well-liked. And so there's a possibility that Derek Holland could be a relief pitcher for the first time in his career.
Well, Osich and Okert are not making it simple because both of them have pitched extremely well.
Yeah, and Josh Osich's stuff the other day was so sharp. He's got a great fastball. It's hard to pick up for hitters, and that curveball looks good as well. He's gone two innings so far this spring, and he's looked a lot better and more comfortable on the mound than he did last year.
And Okert's got a little bit of a curveball now. He's got a new pitch. Maybe, you know, Kurt Young, and again, Dave Rigetti, Hall of Fame coach, mm-hmm. you know, and all the things that he did. But sometimes you get a little different voice, a different view, and maybe starting to see some results of that with Osich and Okert.
And maybe Matt Herges is playing a role
Matt
in that
Herges,
as well,
very
because
good.
He's
Thank
the new
you.
Bullpen coach, spent last year with AAA Oklahoma City for the Dodgers, and he brings a fresh perspective, a journeyman reliever, 11 years, and of all the different coaching changes this year, the personality difference between Mark Gardner and Matt Herges, I think, is the most stark on the Giants staff, so we'll see different things from the bullpen this year.
It's a good point. Gary Crowley, K.O. Crowley, right?
K.O. underscore Crowley.
Right, okay, on Twitter. All right, doing a great job. How are you enjoying it?
This
is your first
it.
Spring training, really, and I know you take a lot of, you know, ribbing from the other guys who are not here.
Yes.
You know, Henry is off. See, these guys need vacations.
Yeah.
You're still here. Henry is off on a vacation. Alex is off on a vacation. Andy is off to Mexico somewhere, and you're still here.
Yeah, well, I was disappointed last night. Henry and I usually go to the clubs together on Friday, so I looked over at the end of the day and didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Would you say the golf clubs or Henry? Hey, it's great to have you on, as always. It's a pleasure. We're going to have you on a lot during the year, but good perspective on the team because you're in there every day. Posey, we'd like to see him catch mm-hmm. soon, you know, with tweaked ankle. Anytime you say ankle with this guy, you know, I'd just like to see him playing.
Exactly.
You
yeah.
never know.
He looked good with the bat in that first start, caught Bumgarner for a few innings. I think the next time Bumgarner throws, we might see Posey catch.
Bumgarner looked okay yesterday.
He looked sharp. He looked sharp, 9-up, 9-down against the Reds, and he didn't have such a great first outing, but his command was much better yesterday.
And the interview. Nothing bothers this guy.
No.
Isn't it funny?
Madison Bumgarner. I mean, so many of these guys are multidimensional. The guys coming into the clubhouse, Evan Longoria, Austin Jackson, Andrew McCutcheon. There's so many different stories you can tell with them. Madison Bumgarner is a one-dimensional guy. He's a baseball player, he's a competitor, and he's a winner.
And he feels good.
Yes.
And that's it. All right, Kerry, nice job.
Thank
Kerry
you, Marty.
Crowley, you can follow him at KO_Crowley on Twitter. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.